Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 324 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Jackie.
Hey, Pat. This is Jackie from freedomthroughpassiveincome.com. I have a question about writing ebooks. I wrote a book about 3 months ago called How to Get a University Job in South Korea. And the good news is that there's no competition on Amazon or anywhere else on the web, actually. The bad news is that it's kind of a very narrow niche. So my sales have not been amazing. They're slow but steady. I usually sell one or two copies a day. So for the future, I'd like to write some more books. And I'm wondering if it's better to focus on things where I might not get a lot of sales, but there's no competition, or if I should try to go bigger and compete with other people. Thanks for your input. Bye.
Hey, Jackie, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. This is an interesting one, and I'd love to hear what everybody else out there thinks. So while you're thinking about this, while I come up with my answer, go ahead and use the hashtag AskPat324. I think this is a great question for the audience to kind of get involved with as well. So again, hashtag AskPat324 on Twitter, and Jackie, you can follow that. We can all continue this after the episode. But my thoughts are, first, you got to make sure that you've optimized what you've already built. A lot of people get to that point where they are getting a few sales and it's not as much as they thought. So they want to try something else. And trying something else is a lot more fun sometimes than taking something you're already doing and making it better. But that's what I would absolutely recommend you do first, because you don't want to miss out on those opportunities to grow what you've already started. What if you were just a few people away, a few websites away, a few mentions away from getting it to a point where it would double to 2 to 3 or 4 sales a day? I mean, that would be huge, right? And then maybe even triple after that. Also, I would also not just think about outreach in terms of getting more traffic to your site, which is important, obviously. Hopefully, you're connecting with all the right people. You're putting it in all the right spaces. Perhaps you're doing some paid advertising as well. I don't know. Have you tried those things? I would absolutely try them to maximize, again, what you've already started. But beyond that, also thinking about what happens when people come to your website in that sales page. Are you split testing? Are you optimizing? Are you using Crazy Egg to see how people are searching and going through that site and what they're clicking on? Are you keeping track of conversion rates and all of those sorts of things? These are things that all of us should be paying attention to before we move on to the next thing, because how do we know if what we're doing is the best way we can do it right now, unless you test, unless you try different things? And this works. Jackie, it works. Can it work even better? Maybe. And I hope you're doing everything you can to do that. Again, not just outreach and getting more traffic in, but getting and figuring out how that traffic who gets there, how you can get them to the sales page and clicking through even more. I would also see, what if those one or two sales, what if they could be sold something else? What if they're what if they are also hot leads for your coaching program related to that, or maybe a reference to somebody who coaches in that sort of thing that you can get a referral for? So again, maximizing the lifetime customer value as well. Those are all important things that you should be thinking about before you think about going into these other spaces. Now, it's obviously helped you that there's no competition out there, which is you know, partly good and partly not so good. And, you know, a lot of times when you do research, it's a little bit of a red flag when there's not a lot of competition out there, because then maybe there's not a market out there. But again, you've proven it with a few sales a day, and that's huge. That's absolutely huge. This works. So again, I beg of you, please make sure you are optimizing what you've already started and getting that to a point where you're good, you're feeling good that you've done all you can. Then when you get to that point, then it's the question you ask, okay, should you focus on more competitive spaces, or should you just continue with spaces that are not competitive? Well, to tell you the truth, I think you are pretty lucky with this space that you're in already, because a lot of times, like I said, when there's no competition, I mean, there's a reason there's no competition. Now, that's not to say you couldn't get lucky and find a niche that you're into that is no competition but does really well for you because maybe the industry picks up. I mean, I was in that similar way when I first started with talking about my Green Exam Academy website, when I started helping people pass that architecture exam called the LEED exam. I was one of the first ones out there really writing anything about that in the space, and that's how it got picked up so quickly. But then the timing was just perfect because that industry became really hot at that point, and you know, people went to my site for help. So again, another reason for you to, again, focus on what you have working now. But also, I would go with what you feel like you would be most comfortable doing, that and what people need the most help with. Now, it is my thought that maybe there are things that aren't competitive out there because there's not that many people that need help with them. If it was a very competitive space, obviously, it's a thing a lot of people need help with, like fitness and making money online and those sorts of things. And, you know, maybe that's a little bit too competitive, but I wouldn't focus on just the competition. I would focus on the opportunities in either space, whether there's a there's a lot of competition or not. I wouldn't use the competitive nature of the space that you're thinking about getting into, or the spaces you're thinking about getting into, as the only variable. There's a lot of other variables too, not just competition, but how many people are searching for those keywords. So using keyword research tools to help drive that decision as well. Talking to people in those spaces and understanding what their pains, problems, issues, wants, and needs are. And even if there are people out there competing against others to help serve that audience, you might find a way that can do it better than all of those others, in which case you'd have that competitive market that's already validated by others, and it would do really, really well for you. So Jackie, I hope that answers your question and at least gives you something to think about. Again, there's no right answer here. And again, it depends on the opportunities that are presented to you, the niches that you come across in your research, and also hopefully, again, going back to what you've already started, it's working, but can it work even better? Everybody out there listening, if you have something to add to Jackie's question here, use the hashtag AskPat324. Do you agree with me? Should she go and make sure she's optimized what she has started already? Is it a good sign that she's getting one or two sales? Can she possibly do more? Should she go into a more focused and, you know, perhaps a more competitive niche? Or should she continue with you know, doing well with these little spaces that don't seem to have much competition at all? Let me know what you think. Hashtag AskPat324. Thank you, Jackie. An AskPat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Cheers. Take care. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening in this week. Yeah, and if you'd love to do me a favor, head on over to iTunes, leave a quick review for AskPat if you've enjoyed listening to the show. And as always, I'm going to finish with a quote. And today's quote comes from Adam Osborne. He says, "The most valuable thing you can make is a mistake. You can't learn anything from being perfect." I'm definitely not perfect, but I've learned a lot, and hopefully you have from me too. Thanks so much. Take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of AskPat. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to AskPat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/AskPat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course,
the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.